Question number 7. I remember the first time this question jumped out at me while I was reading the Bible. It was only a few years ago, but I began reading the scriptures mindfully, and I would purposely read it as if God had written it just for me, because there was all this stuff he wanted me to know. So this question hit me hard. Why? Because it was the first time I had contemplated the idea that Jesus just might want me to share myself with him. Which seemed bizarre to me, because here was the God who already knows me, wanting me to reflect back what I know about myself, including what it is that I desire directly from him. And this seemed like a true act of faith. I'm actually not going to share any kind of reflection or create any kind of health context around today's question, because I want you to run wide open with this one. Because you see, well, it holds within it overwhelming infinite possibilities. And it's sure to draw you closer to Christ all on its own, without input from me. If you haven't ever reflected on this question, I'm very excited for you. It's a good one to bring back again and again. And not even for what the outcome might be for you, but just knowing that Christ wants to know. Just knowing that Christ wants to know directly from you. There's just something so powerful about it. I hope you find that for yourself. So now I'll leave you with Christ's question from Matthew chapter 20, verse 32. Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked.